Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
We've been off for 2 weeks, so I thought we should end that season. Yeah, season 3 had 13 episodes, so I thought I needed a break. I needed to, you know, take a break, and I did. Just like one of my episodes when I spoke about to you guys about taking a break, you know, don't get too stressed. When you think you need a break, go for it. The world will not fall. So yeah, the world is still standing, and guess what? We're back again. Season 4, episode 1. We closed last season with Mother's Day edition, where we appreciate our moms for what they've done for us. I had Brittany on the show, and it was a very good one, thanks to all the response I got. Our mom will always be celebrated forever. The mommies are on another level, so that was a very good show. And again, today we're starting with a bang. Guys, when I said we're starting with a bang, I actually meant that. So I have someone here that is gonna be with show with me today. But before I introduce her, I just wanna check on you guys. How are you feeling? And it's bank holiday, and the weather has been good. I've been out myself. I went to a bar just to soak in that sun. So I don't know if I can get tan because I'm black already. But yeah, it was a good weather today to go along with this bank holiday. So it's a long one from Friday and now today's Monday. Work is back tomorrow, guys. Guess what? But yeah, let's enjoy the moment. So I hope you guys have had a good time. help you have time to wind down. You spend time with your family. You've catch up on things that you've been missing out. So yeah, it's Easter Sunday, Easter Monday. We celebrate the deaths and the rises of Christ. I think that's the, as much as I don't love preaching, but I'm sure you guys know what that meant to all of us, especially we Christian, that Christ rose again. And now we are celebrating that. He is the reason for the season. So and now we're back for a new episode, season 4, episode 1 of Posh Space Couch. For people that are here for the first time, my name is Sheyi Oluwasogo. I'm a psychotherapist and a mental health advocate. I created Posh Space Couch for the community, where people can actually speak about everything and anything. It's therapy on the streets, that's what I call it. It's not your everyday therapy where you're locked in with someone, no. This is where you can actually sit down and we reason together. You can be who you are, you can express, you can cry. Be yourself, and then we work it out from there. Because a fixed mind, a very fixed mind is a man that will fulfill life. So if you don't get it right upstairs, there's no way you can get it right in life. So the first thing we need to look after is our mental health. So I'm very big on mental health, and that's why Posh Space Couch was created. And we are doing well, you know. We're doing well. Like I said, we've done season one had like 12 episodes, if I remember. Season 2 also has around 12, 13. And then we've done season 3 also has 13 episodes. So we're doing well. So today, the topic is very controversial. In fact, I've got a lot of messages already. Like, oh my God, I don't want to miss this one. I don't want to do this. But yeah, you guys know the topic. You know the topic, you know. Can actually, for real, can men and women really be friends? Right. Before we go in, we're going to go on our first break, which is a music one. So we're allowed to start with music, you know. So we're going to play this song, How Are You My Friend? It's by Johnny Drill. So I think we should just check on each other as a friend before we start, you know, giving each other bass boost today. Let's start with How Are You My Friend? And I'll be back in a minute. Sometimes you realize that nobody is meant to last, but I care for you, my friend.
Every day I pray for you, make it back, God bless you. I never forget you, and I won't forget you. See my shoulder, make you rest upon me. You know I got you, let me be your friend indeed. The money don't show now, I don't keep some for you. You know go so far, cause anything I get now for me and you.
For me and you, yeah. How are you, my friend?
Welcome back, my people. How are you, my friend? As much as today's topic is between opposite sex, but let's not forget that friendship is very important. We all need a friend. The life is better with two people than one person. It's good to have someone who actually helps you, who actually carry your burdens with you, and also celebrate your wins with you. So friendship is very, very important. So how are you, my friend? And who love you that listen to me, how are you? Now, my guest today, her name is Annie. She's a socialite. So she has friends, so she will be able to tell us, you know, if it's good to have a male partner as a friend or should keep a female friend as a friend. Can they actually, does this work? Can we actually have true, meaningful friendship between the two opposite sexes? And that's, you know, that's what the topic is going to be today. So, guys, you need to drop your opinion. If you have any rant, drop your rant. Let's rant it together. Maybe one boy has actually play some friendship game on you. Situationship, friendship, you know, those kind of thing. Feel free to, you know, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, because that's actually what we're going to be talking about today. So, what is actually genuine platonic friendship? We're going to be talking about that. Is there actually hidden intention around that friendship? So, I think that we're going to be talking about today. So, I'm going to introduce my guest today. Honey, how are you today?
I'm all right. Thank you, Sherry, for having me today on your show. I'm really, really happy and glad. My name is Anna. Like Shay said, my friend. That's what I'm here, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm here for absolutely. My friend, so it's a friendship day.
Yes. Because I've known you for at least 2-3 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've kept our friendship casual.
Yeah.
We say hi, we say bye. So, right. So let's start from there. So this kind of, the one that you and I have,
yeah,
I call it casual friendship.
Yeah.
Which I think everybody can get away with that one because it's not too close.
Yeah.
Right. How do you define your friendship?
I mean, it depends. Won't lie. So, my friendship, like, for instance, I have platonic friends. Mm-hmm. Friends that we just are just friends, nothing. Mm-hmm. What we're just here for is to share love, mm-hmm, not sexual meaning,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm,
just actual love between each other.
Right.
And that's why I class as friends. But if it's something else, if it's situationship, then we define that.
Okay.
But for now, yeah, platonic friendship is key.
So, does that actually work between opposite sexes?
Yeah, it does. Actually, it does. It just depends on your mindset. Sorry. Everything is mindset. Don't let us deceive ourselves. Okay. That's the point.
Okay.
Because you might say, oh, you're attracted to this person. If you're attracted to someone, you can't make that person your friend.
Amen.
If you're...
Clock it.
If you're having sexual feelings already with this person and you're saying, this is my friend, then that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't accept that. But once you know that, oh, this is genuine, this is real, that's what friendship is all about. You don't need to be sexually involved.
Mm-hmm.
But for the ladies, I think ladies can keep that part, but it's just for guys.
All right. See what I said earlier? Controversy. So the controversy is already starting right now, because I can say men can keep their own body. But you say women can. So we're going to discuss that. So, Bob, in honest, can men and women really be friends? Or is someone always waiting for something more? So, like, something more is where everything changes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you meet someone for the first time, most of the time, you already know what you want with that person. Not all the time,
yeah,
but I say most of the time. But most, let's talk about women this time around. Actually, let's stay on that one. When you said women can keep their side,
yeah,
how and why did you arrive at that?
Yeah, I mean, if you have these discussions with most ladies, they are happy to be friends. But guys, when you have these discussions with men, what they say is, I cannot have a female friend. Because what are we having a female friend for?
That's us being straightforward with you that we don't want to keep your friendship.
That's not fair. That's not nice.
Why is it not fair?
When you were in primary school,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
there's always a boy and a girl. You always
absolutely
have friendship.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Nothing going on. Mm-hmm. Secondary school, likewise. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. why is it when you're in your adulthood that it's not a problem?
Because your frontal now is developed. You know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing when you're still a child.
Yeah.
So you can't compare when you're still young. Now that I know, I'm fully aware of what yeah. I want. And I like this lady. My lady is telling me, oh, I just want to be friends. Now, it's now it's up to me
yeah.
if I can accept that or not. But I feel like most time when men
yeah.
said no, you women get upset. Why is that?
Because obviously we just want to be friends. Why must there be sexual involvement in this? Like, why can't we just be friends? For instance, mm-hmm. it's just when a man and woman, like you meet someone at a outside, let's mm-hmm. say in a bar and all of that, mm-hmm. and then this girl just likes you as a person,
okay,
don't like you to want to have sex with you, mm-hmm. and then at the end of the day you exchange contacts, you meet each other outside, and then the next thing is trying to move to you.
But you know, it's not always just sex when it comes to friendship.
Yeah, it's not always just sex,
because there's something called emotional attachment.
Therefore, yeah.
You can be attached to someone, you just want to tell them your day all the time.
Yeah.
And that can be draining.
Yeah. No lies.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do get that.
So there's some friendship, it's platonic, but you've invested it in it emotionally. Sex apart. Emotionally, I finished from work today. I'm calling Annie.
Yeah.
This is how my day has gone.
Yeah.
This is what's going on with me. And I do that probably 6-7 days a week. Annie is thinking, even my boyfriend didn't spend enough this time. He doesn't talk to me the way you talk to me. So I feel like that's actually where we need to explore more. And this is actually flipping it over. This is what women do to men most of the time.
We don't do that most of the time. Obviously, if you don't want something, you cut it off. So why are you accepting?
I'm going to use your word against you. Because... Yes. When women approach you, or when you approach a woman, you say, okay, I like you, blah, blah, blah. The woman said, okay, I want a friendship. The man probably will say, I don't want a friend because I know what I want.
Yeah.
Then the woman will say, okay, I just want to be a friend. And then that man might agree to be your friend.
Yeah.
But at the back of his head, he knows what he's actually doing.
Yeah.
He's waiting for that moment where you're going to lose it. And then he's going to be your savior, which is what happened most of the time. Have you been in that situation before? Where your friend came to your rescue?
Yeah, I wouldn't lie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it has happened before. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, obviously, when you're emotionally down and you need a shoulder to mm-hmm. lie on, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and the one you call your best friend is available for you, you can get emotionally attached. Mm-hmm. It can lead to catching up feelings.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I understand you on that aspect. But sometimes, when you say this is your friend, mm-hmm. it's left for you boundaries.
There you go. That's another place we're going to go into.
Yeah.
Go on, keep talking. Yeah,
so boundaries are made to be set, no matter what the feelings is like. Mm-hmm. Like me, I keep boundaries with my friends. I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of male friends. I'll say, oh, Hannah, hey, you, no matter how you try, yo. If Hannah says she's your friend, she's your friend. Mm-hmm. If she says, yeah. But if she says she's your friend, she's your friend, because she's not going to go against that word.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep it real with That's my good. Friends. I don't go against my words. I don't let feelings get involved.
So I agree on that part, because most of the time it's when the feeling actually sets in.
Yeah.
That's what changes the dynamic yeah. of friendship most of the time. Because I can have a friend,
yeah.
either a male friend or a female. Because when it comes to these feelings that we're talking about, or emotional attachment, it's not actually the opposite sex most of the time.
Yeah.
It can be from a man to man. It can be from a woman to yeah. man. That anyone that you rely on,
yeah.
that you actually spend most of your time with,
yeah.
will automatically become part of your life. And then they share your burden, they mm-hmm. share your pain, they share everything with you. And at some point, they might not know how to set a boundary
yeah.
for you. For example, maybe I've got something that's going on with my life at the moment,
yeah.
and you want to chit-chat and tell me something. And that's not what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're my friend, I will accommodate that.
Yeah.
Just because I want to make you happy, then I'm not in a good place.
Yeah.
Have you expressed those kind of situation where you feel that you're burdened by friend in friendship?
I won't say me being bothered, I'll say my friend being bothered. So, you know, when I moved to the UK,
mm-hmm.
You know, your Nigerian friends,
mm-hmm.
what you guys say and think about is not the same thing as it used to be.
Changes,
so they'll start drawing back a bit. Mm-hmm. So I had like my friends and all, like when I call them to say, oh, this is what is going on. And then they'll start saying, let me say it in Yoruba.
Yeah,
spare me. Do you get what I mean? Like, what we're saying is not the same thing.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
I'll be like, but I'm just trying to like show you, because when we're in Nigeria, obviously, like, we always talk about things a lot. We say this, do you get, but it was the same mindset that we're having. But because of how I'm feeling there and how they're feeling is just totally different. So, like, they start drawing back. You guys don't have the same communications that you used to have, stuff like that. So, yeah, I'll say it's on my own part. Not me, not a friend being a, but because me, I'm a good listener.
Good.
So if you call me and you want to speak to me about your problems, I'm here to listen, I'm here to advise, I'm here to speak to you. I always want to like help, but yeah, it's just me. Like, it happens to me, not me doing it for someone. Yeah.
So have you been in a situation where you actually have a genuine friendship with someone,
yeah,
and you are the one catching feelings for that person?
Who hasn't?
You never know. And the funny thing is, you probably are the one that set the boundaries.
Yeah, yeah.
Be like, I just want friendship.
Yeah.
And then now you're the one crossing the boundary.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Yeah. So yes, that's happened. So yeah,
I'm under the bus.
Yeah, I swear I'm trying to word it properly, well, so I don't get thrown under the bus.
Be free. This is a safe space, so you can express yourself. It's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So my boyfriend. Yeah. So we're meant to be just best friends.
There you go.
So, I came out from a relationship. He was there for me. He was my friend, mm-hmm. like a very good friend. Mm-hmm. Well, we set the boundaries that, oh, no feelings, none of that. That we're just gonna be friends. No catching feelings.
I bet you do the most.
I did the most. I said no. He was saying him too. He wanted that because he just came out from a relationship to himself. Okay. So he was like, oh no, like let's just be friends and all of that. And then, along the line, it's already happening. I'm like, what's going on here? He'll be like, I thought you said no feelings. I'll be like, yeah, I said so. No feelings. But you two, you're also showing me the same feeling. You get what I mean? And he'll be like, oh, no, Anna, no feelings, no feelings. I'll be like, yo. But yeah, we are.
Oh, wow. Guys, you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
You hear that? Here we are.
It's just mindset.
It happens.
If I didn't want it to happen, it won't happen.
And how would you have felt when you, like, you're catching feelings, or is that the right English? He wasn't feeling the same way. How would you have felt?
I would have felt bad, but I would have stepped back.
Okay.
Do
you think you would have respected that?
Yeah, definitely. There's no harm in, if someone doesn't want you, there's no harm in you, like, leaving, excluding. Being friends is normal, it's fine. If you don't have the same feelings like me, I can't be forcing it. That feels like I'm just stupid. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can't be in a relationship whereby my partner is not... Sorry, the person I like doesn't like me back.
Mm-hmm,
feels like I'm being stupid, or I'm using myself uselessly. Like, he's not going to see me well, obviously. Even if he sees me well previously, he wouldn't see me that way anymore. It'd be like, why is she all over me? Why is she forcing herself? But once the feelings is mutual, it gels.
Else. Right. I wasn't even expecting that, but I'm glad that I'm able to get that out of you, because dynamics of friendship always changes most of the time.
Yeah.
I've got friends that I keep friends.
Yeah.
I can say that. Male friend mostly though. So I have friends that I've been friends with like 35, 36 years.
Yeah.
Most of my friends are actually like 30, over 30 years now. 20-ish. Yeah, I moved to Manchester like 10 years, 11 years now. So the friends that I have in Manchester, even it's like 10 years now, they are my new friends, and it's already 10 years.
Yeah.
So I don't really just call you a friend.
Yeah.
It takes time. We build the process. I'll use the word acquaintance.
Yeah.
I can acquaint with you, we can talk, we can high buy and everything, but you're not my friend.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
when we get to that stage where you can actually say, this is my friend, that means we've invested in each other, both ways. And also for women also, I used to have a very close friend. I hope she's not listening right now. I used to have a very close friend and we were like this, and she's a lady. And I remember who used to tell me, ah, posh, lie, you and this girl, there's something going on. But legitly, genuinely, nothing has ever, you know, transpired between me and her. And we both have that understanding. We don't even have that conversation. We never had that conversation before. Because when we met at work, and everything just was like that. And we were friends, we're still friends, but I mean, we've grown apart a little bit, like not like bestie like before anymore. But during the few years, 4 or 5 years that we were very close, it was platonic. And people find that challenging. They don't believe it. But I said it's possible to have opposite sex, but immediately one party changes, it changes everything.
Was she married? That's why she changed?
No.
Okay.
It's just... People outgrow each other in friendship.
Yeah, true.
Even two male besties can be friends and then they just grow apart.
Yeah.
Like relationship also. Some relationship, you're in love with someone today, tomorrow you're not feeling them anymore.
No lies.
It happens. People grow apart, and that's one of the things we need to learn as human beings. Like things like that actually happen.
I wonder though why. Like you love someone and the next moment you're not loving the person again.
It doesn't happen in one day.
True.
It doesn't. There's a process to how it happens. But number one, that might be a bad communication.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm your friend, I'm not trying to hurt you. So I might not tell you some certain truths. Or because the way I'm feeling, because I know if I cross the boundary, it might affect our friendship. I'll keep that feeling to myself. Now, for me to get out of it, it will start fading little by little, because now I'm working on how to walk away from this friendship that I want to turn to something else, but it's not going to turn. So what can I do? You start withdrawing. In relationship also, people, marriage, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, they love each other from the start, but something happened along the line and one party has refused to communicate it properly. And then what do? They've withdrawn. And before you know, it fizzles out. So that's actually, nothing happened overnight. Nothing.
True.
That's always going to be one thing that led to another. Do you have any story of where your friends have fizzled out before, or how do you always end friendship if you want to have your friendship?
We just stop talking.
Automatically.
It just stops.
Both parties.
Yeah. And before it stops, it has to be like there's something that's the issue. Because me, I'm a very blunt person. I'm very open. Like, I wouldn't lie to you about anything. My cousin knows I have a sharp mouth. Like, I have my cousin and one of my friends. They're like my two best friends. They know me very well that I would tell you as it is. I won't lie to you about anything. If you feel hot about it, I'll still calm you down on it. That's how we are meant to do. We are meant to speak to them and also calm them down. If it hurts them, let them know you're there for them. Because me, I wouldn't want to lie to you, because if I'm lying to you, then I'm deceiving myself. Absolutely. And then I'm deceiving you too. And then we're lying to each other, and particularly you're not growing, you're not moving. So there are also certain ways you can say it. When I say I'm being blunt, I don't mean I just come out to your face and say, oh,
Yeah,
so there's a way you say it also to make them feel calm and feel heard. And also saying communicating it. And not let them feel some type of way.
I think it's very important. I think that's where emotional intelligence comes in. Two people cannot be, they can never be the same person. That's how God created us in a different way. So I think the first thing we should all have when dealing with friendship is, who is your friend? Like that song, who is your friend? Right. My friend is a calm, subtle person. Then you have another friend who is very loud, probably aggressive and whatnot. Now, you have to be friend with this calm person and this more, a little bit more aggressive person. Now, what I would tell a little bit aggressive person, it's not the same person I would tell my calm person. But some people, in the name of their blunt, you tell the same thing to both parties, then it's gonna be off. It's gonna be off. You're gonna set the ass on fire.
Yeah.
So there's some things, no, and it's not even by because you're blunt or whatever. You just need to have sense,
mm-hmm.
or have to communicate some certain things,
yeah.
to friends, because you still want to maintain respect. Because you're my friend, you're not gonna call me stupid.
Yeah.
You're not gonna call me some certain names I don't like.
Yeah.
And that's not because, like, how did we get here?
Mm-hmm.
So we still need, even if friendship needs boundaries.
Yeah, true.
Not even male and women, male and female here. Like normal friendship as a guy to guy or a woman to, there should be boundaries. There's some certain things that you know, okay, this is what I can do. And that doesn't stop you from being free. Mm-hmm. You can be free and still be respectful. You can be free and still maintain boundaries. So, but I feel like a lot of time we don't have the balance, which is why friendship always somersaults most of the time.
Yeah,
anyway, we're going to come back to the next part. But before we come back, I'm going to do a quick shout out and also an advert. We have a sponsor for this episode and going forward, in Jesus' name, amen. So, Elevate BPM Solution, that is a recruitment service, guys. You know, everything right now is virtual, like literally. See, guys, let me give you a breaking news right now. The people on radio might not get this. So I have an AI camera right now as I'm speaking to you guys. I don't have a cameraman, but the AI monitors my face. It goes this way, it goes that way, and it also goes to Annie when Annie is speaking. So everything these days is virtual, and this is why this company called Elevate BPM Solution comes in. Right, so all your recruitments, you don't actually need people to come to work. They will do everything for you online, virtually. They will recruit for you. They will train the staff, either you have company in America or in Germany or in Paris or in Africa, because we, especially in Africa, where we're still, you know, getting used to technology. So if you call this number, 073-419-82-784, it's called Elevate BPM Solution. And also they have a website, which is the same thing, elevatebpmsolution.com. Their email is info@elevatebpmsolution.com. They will sort you out on anything that has to do with staffing for your company. Trust me, I'm putting my hand on my chest and I'm saying, go with them and whatever that's called, they will do the training, they will do everything you need to do. So catch them. Right, we're going to go on a break and the song for this time around is Who Is Your Guy? By Spyro. That's one of my favorite songs, and I think that song is Give Me Ginger. So who's your guy? Your guy can be a man, your guy can be a woman, but who's your guy? You know your guy. So when we're back, we'll carry on with the show and we'll do our rants of the day, and I'll see you in a minute.
Don't be money.
Who is your guy?
Right, welcome back, my people. Right, guys, TikTok is on fire, but I'm coming. Before we get there, we come to that one in a minute. Right, the other company I would like to also advertise for is called Esther A Coaching. So this company, what they do for you is they actually change your CV for you. It's a career where if you are changing your career or you've been trying to get a job, you're thinking, why am I sending 1 million applications and none of them is getting a feedback? It's because something is wrong with your CV or your cover letter or whatnot, or you're not actually putting the right thing in. So this is what this company does for you. And the good thing about these two companies is that imagine someone has already fixed your CV and they've coached you on how to get a job, and then now they are sending you to the other virtual one where they actually recruit. With that life done, your life will be easier. So Esther A Coaching, they help with CV, career settings, and goals. That's what they do. So if you need anything that has to do with your career, or you're transiting to another career, or you actually want to do something new, give them a call. Their number is 0771-910-6939. I'll say that again. 0771-910-6939. And the email is info@estheracoaching.com. And their website is estheracoaching.com. So, guys, I'm putting my hand on my chest for these two companies. If you check my flyer also, these companies are on the flyer. So it's actually easier if you can just copy and paste from there. And then you can reach out to them and they will sort you out. Because as we listen here, we want to grow. We want to move to the next stage of our life. So Esther has done a lot of work with me. And I can tell you, she's amazing. So, back to, you know, can man and woman be actually friends? Well, I've seen your question already on TikTok. Keep it coming. But before we go into that, I just want to carry on. Right. Honey, there's something called emotional cheating. So, let's talk about relationship now.
Yeah.
So, both parties has a relationship. The man has a boyfriend or a girlfriend. So, I'm allowed to use that word because of where we live. And also the other party also has a... Can they still have a friendship even though they have a relationship?
Definitely.
Right. So how does that work?
Because obviously, like I said, boundaries is number one. And mindset too is number two. Once you have both, you can always set it right. For a man having a female friend, you and your partner need to discuss about it. If she's okay with it, you having a female friend, then why not have your female friends be open about it?
What if I've had a friend before my relationship?
Yeah, that's fine. You let your wife know. Oh, obviously, she met you. She knew that you had a friend before she came into your life.
Of course.
And she knows already. So that shouldn't be an issue, except if then she's seeing signs.
Right.
Of like, let's say there is something going on. That's when the issue comes up. But when there is no signs, there's nothing. Even the girl comes to your house, she greets you. You get you guys play real friends. I don't want to put the movie, but there's this movie I watched. But I can't say the name of the movie because obviously. Yeah, so there's this movie I watched. In the movie, the lady had a best friend, a man. And the wife knows about the best friend. And they're all best friends.
Okay, now that makes it all best friends.
All best friends.
Because you said the lady has a best friend.
Yeah.
So what is your partner if you have a best friend?
He's my best friend too. Double best friend. I mean, there is love best friend. You get, there is...
And then there's a platonic friend.
God bless you.
So what do you share with your partner and what do you share with your platonic friend?
Sex. You can't do that with your friend.
Fair enough. Aside that. Because I've seen some kind of friendship that there's some things you can actually, you feel comfortable telling your friend than telling your partner.
That's not right. It just depends. So if it's something fishy, that's when you tell your friend. And that's not right because obviously, even when it's fishy, like, I chit chat with my boyfriend, like, mm-hmm. we talk about a lot of things. Okay. I'm able. Okay. No, that's how it's meant to be. What I think I can tell my female friends, I can tell him, except about their life. I can't tell him about their life. That's different.
Okay.
So when we're talking about, like, girl stuff,
mm-hmm.
I can't tell him that. I can't discuss that with him.
Okay.
That's private.
Okay.
Because himself, he won't tell me his friend's life issues. Okay. That's where boundaries set in, okay. and come, okay. in place.
Right.
So that's stuff I know that I cannot discuss with my partner. But if it's something else, why not? That I can tell my friends. I can tell him, definitely.
So is there secrets or secrecy in friendship?
There should be.
So there's some things that you can actually share with your friend that your partner doesn't have to know.
Not me. No, it doesn't have to be my life.
I'm talking in general. This is a question. You can ask me the same question.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just having a conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So do you think there's a secret that you can share with your friend, but you can't share with your partner? There's transparency.
Yeah, there's transparency.
And there's secrecy.
Yeah.
It's two different things.
Yeah.
Right. If we are being transparent,
yeah.
then we can share everything and anything.
Yeah.
But there's some situation where we move the transparency into secrecy.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, oh, I've just invested in an AI company,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want my partner to know that I've done this certain thing for some reason weird to you, and then you share that thing with your friend. Do you think that's okay?
That's not right. Okay. I don't feel that's okay because why do you think
it's not right? I mean, you need to convince me.
Yeah, because why would you say you can tell your friend that, oh, you just invested in an AI company? What happened to your partner? Why can't you speak to him about that? Why can't you guys invest?
What if I'm trying to create something, but I don't want her to know yet?
That's
and
different.
And I want to come up with something.
That's different. Some people like
but
to shock.
But it's still secret.
It is still secret. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people like to shock. If it's on that aspect, then that's acceptable.
Okay, so if it's from a genuine place,
yeah.
not that you're doing it because you're trying to spy them or something.
Yeah. If it's from that aspect, then that's fine. But if it's that, oh, I don't want to tell him because of, oh, he's going to look at my bank account, he's going mm-hmm. to know how much I'm getting, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, he's mm-hmm. going to be fixed on me and all of that. No, that's wrong.
Or she.
Yeah. Then why are you in that relationship if you don't trust your partner? If you're
so that's where trust comes in, right?
Yeah, that's where trust comes in, yeah.
Right, I'm going to flip it now. What if I'm having... I've seen some signs in my partner and I'm like, this person is going wayward.
Yeah.
And now I've decided to share that with my friend. Is that okay?
Or
should we just not have a friend at all?
No, you need to. Because sometimes relationship can run you mad.
Amen.
So you need to have like someone
that
you can confide in, which is your friend, that you can tell all these things to. Someone that will give you a good advice, that is also in a situation that you get that thinks sensibly. Not the one that will send you away from your relationship. So you need to like have like a good friend that you know that this is a good friend. This is a friend that is healthy for my life.
Okay.
And for ourselves.
And that person, does it have to be male or female?
Any gender.
So you're on the side that actually both man and woman can have a platonic friendship.
Definitely.
With nothing going on.
Yeah.
Is that that's where you're sitting on?
Yes.
Just because you're sitting on that fence, I'm going to sit on the other one.
All right.
So I want to believe there's no way you can have a platonic friendship with the opposite sex.
There is. I've seen, like, I've had a friend for years and mm-hmm. we're just friends and nothing. And when we speak,
mm-hmm.
we speak about everything.
Okay.
GK is my male friend. It's like a male bestie, but it's not more a bestie because I have a relationship.
So if you're in a situation where you want to go somewhere or something has happened, who do you call first?
I'll call my boyfriend. He knows everything and everything.
Okay, so to me, your boyfriend is your best friend.
Yeah, he is. He's my number one best friend. Then my friend comes
your
after.
Friend comes after.
Yeah.
So that makes it an hierarchy. Okay. So what if you now have this is your so-called friend that has been there and everything. Yeah. And then there's the feelings that's creeping up. How do you manage that?
You let them know. you let them know.
Either from him or from you.
Yeah.
You feel like that. How do you actually diffuse feelings when feelings come up in friendship? What is the best thing to do? That's my question.
Because
it does come up.
Yeah, it does.
All the time. Well, most of the time. So how do you handle that situation before we go into the question that people have got for us? Mm. Go on.
So first, when I am getting into a friendship relationship, a platonic relationship, I know this is my friend. Right. So no feelings. But it comes up from the guy's end, not my end.
Okay.
So I speak to them, I let them know. When they start, oh, Annie, this or that. Mm. You know what we wanted from the onset. Okay. You know my no is my no. It stands on that.
Okay.
You know this is my boyfriend. You know nothing can happen. Even my body countenance and my reactions to things sometimes, you won't want to go near. You feel like, this girl is fire on top of everything. Like, okay. They always know that, okay, that's literally, it's just still, that's when boundaries and you get set in. Because you know that, okay, this girl, okay, this is actually what she wants from me. She doesn't want anything more. No matter how much I try, no matter what I say to her, she's not going to, let me even just give you a try. Mm-hmm. Or let's just even, we can be in rooms like this, just us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're having conversations.
And I think we should be able to appreciate that honest conversation and just shut it down.
Yeah.
But there's two ways to it. I feel like, if you know you can't handle it, then you can walk away from that friendship. Because if you know you've got a feelings for someone, either a man or a woman, and now you've talked about this, and you feel like, okay, I can't handle it, there's no point staying there and be like, okay, I will just be friends. No, because you know you're not.
Yeah.
So I think the best thing is to just let that friendship, let it be.
Yeah. And again, what I would like to add is, if you guys are friends and you know one person is catching feelings with the other, don't go on a drunk date. Go and drink and then find yourself in a confined space.
Situation.
Yeah, you will get in trouble.
Mm.
One of you get in trouble.
Advice, so
shit. So shit. One of you will get in trouble and
wise woman once said. Go on.
It might end up being toxic. It might be that you want it.
It's a vulnerable situation.
Yeah, it's very bad. It's
right,
very
let's bad. Let's run into the question we've got now. So there's a question that says, do you think if one of them is married, another person is single, would this affect relationship?
No.
I didn't get the question properly. What relationship? Do you think if one of them is married, so one of the in that friendship, one person is married and the other person is single.
Yeah.
As long as they both know the man or the woman that's married knows you. I mean, if you say someone is your friend, then they should know all those situations about you, either you're married or you're not married. So if that's the clarity on that side, then I think that's you can still be friend with, like I was said earlier, as long as there's a boundary. I don't think that being married or not married doesn't stop you from having a friend. So you can still have a friend.
Yeah.
Another question said, do you think it's okay for a married man to be friend with a single lady? I think it's still the same question kind of. I believe, yes, a married man or married woman can be friend with a single person. And as long as there's a boundaries, as long as everything has been set in place. And especially in this age that we are, there's a lot of success that's tied to us, all of us.
Yeah.
And when you keep say, okay, I only have my partner, I don't want somebody else, you're actually limiting what can happen to you, because your friend introduces you to some other thing in life and that gets you to where you're going in life. So you need people.
Yeah.
As much as your marriage, your boyfriend, your partner is your main focus, you still need some other things that takes you to where you're going in life. So definitely you can actually have friends as long as there's a boundary.
Yeah.
Right. Another one said, if your ex is married, this is about married people.
Married people enter said, trouble.
If your ex is married and the lady is married, can they still be coming like a friend?
Your ex is married.
And the lady is married.
I don't understand.
I don't get it. I don't get that question, but if both of you are married, then that's even better.
Yeah.
Bring your family together. And then you have a relationship, couple relationship.
Yeah.
I think that's even better. So, those are the questions. You want to say something?
Yeah, but just sometimes when for your ex, stay away from your ex. If it's your ex that is being married and you guys want, don't do that, because there's the feelings that happen. You guys have had sex before. It's been in and out. And then you want to... It can just be one day. All of you do gatherings together. You guys drink and all of that. Obviously, do you get what I mean? Not even spilling. And then you can just find yourself in maybe in the restroom. And it gets down. Mad people cheat.
That's Oh, I know that. Yeah? I'm aware. But if you guys are in the group, I think that's more secure because everybody's together.
You can never know where you find yourself. Temptation lead.
Actually, there's a movie like that, funny enough. But yeah, okay. We just need to boundaries.
Yeah, boundaries.
I think the whole thing about friendship is boundaries, either from the man to a woman, either opposite or even the same sexes. You need a boundary. You need to know, what can I take? What can my friend take?
Yeah.
And then that's how you can have a healthy relationship. Right, we're going to run into rant of the day. So guys, I came up with another idea of rant of the day. So we're going to change it to rant to posh instead of rant of the day. Mm. So rant to posh means you can actually rant. You can say whatever you want to say. It's still kind of the same thing, but I've just changed it so people can actually know what more to say, because I feel like rant of the day, kind of people don't actually know what they want to rant about sometimes. But I'm going to make it rant to posh, so it's a lot more of like a therapy session where you actually rant whatever you want to say, and then I just come in to diffuse it for you. So yeah, rant to posh is now the segment that we're going to be doing from next week onward. So whatever you're feeling, whatever is bugging you, even concerning the show, you think something has triggered you, write it out, send it to me, and then I'll tackle it. And I think what I also will be doing, if there's something that I didn't talk about, I will probably message you directly, and then we can talk about it. So feel free. This is not a paid one. It's a free therapy for everyone now. So rant to posh is going to be from next week, where you guys can actually tell me anything and everything you want to rant about, and then I will be able to know how to diffuse it with you guys. It's been a good one today. But before we go, once again, I would like to do a shout out to my sponsor for this episode, which is Elevate BPM Solution. Guys, check them out. They're on Instagram, they're on all social media, and that's their website, Elevate BPM Solution. You know, when I tell you something, this is real. And also Esther A Coaching, they help with your CV. If you're starting a new career, want to do it, you're going to be hearing this henceforth, because they are here to stay. So these are my partners now. So guys, let's reach out to them, and then we can do something together. Summer is coming. You might be having an idea of, I want to start some business. So I want to do something. Reach out to her, and she will help you and make it. We'll cook it for you. And before you know, we'll start making that dough together. Dami, how are you? Annie, how are you feeling right now being on our Posh Peace Couch?
It's a good place to be in. It's really good. I'm happy I'm here. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. So, do you feel like you're under pressure or anything?
No, it's fine. It's chilled.
That's what I want to hear. Because when you're on this couch, you're calm, you're safe. You can say whatever you want to say. It's me and you. And that's how the next level of therapy for me. Yeah. That's how it should be. Not where we're just confined in one situation and you're scared of what to say. No, therapy is on the streets. I can be out there and I'll have a session with you. And then you're feeling better. You're like, because we need to unburden. We carry a lot.
Yeah.
We carry a lot. The world is it's chaotic.
It is.
So you need someone to actually share, you know, how you're feeling with. So that's the whole point of having Posh Peace Couch. So thanks for coming. I really, really appreciate that you're here today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you too.
Do you have any closing speech before we go?
What I would just say is, guys, stay safe. keep your friendship.
That's right. Yeah. And
keep love real.
Love real, and let's have boundaries.
Yeah, boundaries.
Boundaries is very important in relationship.
Yeah.
Even in marriage, there's still boundaries. Yeah. Trust me. You need to know what you can take and what you cannot take. Vice versa. You need to know what your partner takes, what they like, what they don't like, so we all can live a happy life. So
On that note, thank you very much, guys. I will see you next week, and God bless you. Posh Pay signing out. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ololade mi asake. I sabi, I no sabi. Party after party, I'm Gucci. Standing, oh my Jesus, I will see you guys soon in the morning. I got to go there with my baby, yo. Baby, lean on me. Jelly. But I can't no see, jelly. Are you better, cause you're better. I'm so okay, I'm a joe wale. I'm really bad, you can see my lifestyle. I'm almost up with every sign. If you ain't pattern on my own style, so consistent, no resistance. I get back in, she go like no one's to be.